Third parak, Mishnah Ches. Tinoik shenimsa b'tzad ha'isa. A baby who is near a piece of dough. V'apotzik v'yoda, and he's holding some of the dough in his hand. V'meir metayet. V'meir says it is tot. Why? Because he holds that even though it's a common thing for babies to play around with the dough, Meila, if he took the dough in his hand from that dough, he's metamed the entire dough. But there is a miyut, there's a minority that are not, don't touch the dough that's next to them. Meila, we can see the possibility that the dough in his hand is not from that dough that we see down there. Maybe he didn't take it himself, but somebody told her who gave it to him. And Meila's Isa is the Cheskes Taira. So Rav Meir's opinion is that when you have a miut, we're choishish for the miut. It's considered it has a shivus. So we have the Cheskes Taira of the dough, plus a miut to say that maybe a Torah person gave it to this cotton. And Meila, that makes him to a suffix and we're matar. The time, Shadech, Tinuk, Utapeh, Chomer Matamin, they say the dough is tummy because the Derech Klal, the Tinuk does touch it. In the Meila, they hold that once you have a roiv to say that it's tummy, it's tummy. Botzek Shiyesh Lo Nekiyas Tanagoyim, we have a dough and it has little holes in it from the beak of a Tanagoyim. Umashim the Tameh Matoich HaBais, and there's also tummy liquids in the house. So there's a concern that this hen brought, or rooster brought it from. It was, had this tummy liquid and he brought it to in his mouth to her to this dough and it was the time of the dough. Image made mashkin like because they should not give his feet but if there's enough space between the tummy mashkin and this dough that you could have dried off its mouth. I read the time then that you could assume that this would happen and everything is tough. But if not, everything is tummy. Because he had the tummy mashkin to main and as long as we have a suffix, it's good enough because this is the type of suffix which we learned before and we learn later about. And a suffix which is without anybody that has das and respect to Tum and Tyre is Torah. So here was a suffix on what happened to this town of Goylus. It's Torah. We have the same situation of tummy water and there's a cow or a dog there. Enough that they could also wipe off their tongues is enough to make the suffix. And the Meila, though, will remain Torah. Shoko Behema Kadeshi is Nagiv. Other animals is the amount of time it takes for it to dry out. In other words, if there's some liquid on his mouth, it would dry it by itself. He says, in the case of the dog, it's always Torah. Dog is smart. If he sees food, he's not going to go through the liquids. So we don't have to be concerned that he went to the liquids first. It's right the food, he started off by the food, and the male is no shash that he got the tummy liquids involved in this food.